Goodbye, girls, I'm going to Boston. Goodbye, girls, I'm going to Boston. Goodbye, girls, I'm going to Boston early in the morning. Saddle up, girls, and let's go with them. Saddle up, girls, and let's go with them. Saddle up, girls, and let's go with them early in the morning.
In this segment, I'm thinking about the history of the play party, or the play party game, play party songs, games, and dances. From about 1840 to 1950, that was quite a phenomenon in rural America, especially in the Midwest and the South. In fact, the earliest known play party has been documented in Batesville, Arkansas. So what is a play party? A play party was a social gathering with a bunch of dances and songs and games that were acceptable to church culture and church communities. People didn't want the young people dancing. They didn't want them to touch their waists. And it might lead to drinking or, God forbid, banjo playing or fiddle playing. Those things were thought to be raucous and the work of the devil, sinful. And so the play party emerged in American society. And there were all these games and dances and little ditties. We all remember them from our childhoods, and children are still learning little versions of these, like the Itsy Bitsy Spider or London Bridge is Falling Down or Ring Around the Rosie. We still do these with children. There were different categories of play party games and songs. There were the ones for the little kids, like the ones I just mentioned, and then there were some for sort of the middle range age groups, like what we think of as middle school kids or older elementary school kids. Something like Old Roger is Dead was a little song where kids would stand in a circle and sing certain lyrics, and the character of Roger would be lying in the middle. It was almost theatrical, like a little play. And then the older kids, the ones that were courting, the teenagers and the young adults, they wanted to dance. They wanted to interact. They wanted to flirt. They wanted to do it in a way that was acceptable to their communities. And so an example of that would be singing Goodbye, Girls, I'm Going to Boston, or Over the River to Feed My Sheep, or Killy Cranky. And they would do intricate dances that we know of as square dances, like the Virginia Reel to Over the River to Feed My Sheep, or also known as Charlie or Weevily Wheat. And that was one of the most widely sung songs and danced dances in the long play party era. And there was no instrumentation most of the time. They were just singing to their heart's content and dancing, basically doing a square dance or a line dance with the moves like promenade and circle to the right, circle to the left, peel the banana, all these different moves, but in a way that was acceptable within the confines of church mores.
Killy Cranky is my song, sing and dance with it all day long. From my elbow to my wrist, now we do the double twist. Broke my arm, broke my arm, swing three, nine, six. Broke my leg, dancing Killy Cranky. Killy Cranky is my song, sing and dance.
So Killy Cranky is a real place in Scotland, but some of the words are just very playful. People used to like to sing and dance to Killy Cranky simply because they could put their arms around each other or hook arms in a swing. So the play party from community to community in rural America, especially Midwest and Southern America, varied from community to community. There were slightly different rules everywhere. Sometimes people could swing by touching waists versus swinging with the crook of your arm. In a lot of communities, kissing games were forbidden, like spin the plate or spin the bottle. They were forbidden. But in some communities, like the Ritchie community in eastern Kentucky, they were permissible. Over the River Charlie is also known as Over the River to Feed My Sheep, and that also has Scottish roots and makes reference to Bonnie Prince Charlie. And it has just wonderful, playful words.
Charlie's neat, Charlie's sweet, Charlie's a dandy. Charlie, he's the very lad that stole his crappy candy. Over the river to feed my sheep, over the river, Charlie. Over the river to feed my sheep and the measure of my barley. My pretty little pink, I once did think I never could do without you. Since hopes of you, I care very little about you. Over the river to feed my sheep, over the river, Charlie. Over the river to feed my sheep and the measure of my barley.
people would work all day on their farms and laboring in their different jobs. And then for recreation, they would dance for hours. And they would go fast. So with Over the River Charlie, imagine people singing that song really fast and dancing the Virginia reel to it. And that's just yet another of hundreds of examples of play parties, play party games and songs that were sung and played in American play party history from approximately 1840 to 1950.
Over the river.